This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. We're having a really good time manifesting. I hope you are having a very good time manifesting. I hope you've been seeing results using the Joyful Manifestation process. You could almost get anything you want in life. Anything that you want to see happen. Life is about manifesting and manifesting things that you want in the best way possible, in the happiest way possible, is a good place to be. It's a fantastic place to be in. It is wonderful to see one's manifestations happen. Boom, it's happening. That's what I called on, and that's what I called for. Oh, there it is. It's happened. Oh, yes, I can see it happening now. It's happened. How nice to be that person. The person who sees something happening and notices that it's a result of your manifestation, his or her manifestation, joyful manifestation. Always remember, has to be joyful manifestation. It just has to be joyful manifestation. Cannot be any other type of manifestation. I include happiness, positive manifestation. Any other manifestation may create problems. More problems than you would want, than fictitious Jane would want in her life. People are always manifesting. They are visualizing things into existence, and wondering what happened when it's not what they want. They are feeling things into existence. Everybody is going through these feelings and things are happening. Events are happening, situations are happening. It needs to be what you want it to be, not what somebody else wants it to be. You don't want their lack of well wishes for you to manifest into your life. You want your wishes for you to manifest into your life, not somebody else's. You cannot permit someone else to create your life for you, unless, of course, it's a manifestation coach, someone that you use to help you create the best life possible. Trusting everybody with your life, your precious life, the life story that you want to write, allowing people to have a say in it when it may not be what you really want, is not a proper place to be in. If you look at all of the things that people are manifesting in their lives, whoever it is, it's what your life is. It's what every moment that you spend your life doing that matters. And how does it matter what people are thinking of you if you're not happy with what you're doing and with how you're living your life? People's opinions don't matter. All that matters is what you want. It is what you want to experience. It is everything that you would like to do in your life. Say there is this person. His name is Fictitious Tom. And all the Fictitious Tom wants to do really is lie around in a 5-star hotel. That is where he sees himself in those settings with that kind of decoration. Well, if he sees himself in that setting, in that decoration, why would he put himself into an alternate setting because somebody else wants it? Because it is the right thing to do. quote-unquote right thing to do. Otherwise, he would be judged of being selfish, self-centered, thinking only of himself, etc., etc. Let's say he likes this lifestyle of seeing himself in this luxurious setting, a five-star setting, and then because of who he is and his position in life, there could be XYZ watching him and thinking, oh, that's a selfish man. He's not doing right by this person. He's not doing right by that person. He's not doing right by society. He's not doing right by anybody. Having judged him, they feel that is not the kind of life he should be leading because it's selfish. And so fictitious Tom says to himself, let me put aside my dream of a five-star hotel and me, you know, staying in it and perpetually all the time. And let me go and do something else and put myself in a different surrounding. He did that, and maybe he wins the approval of a few people, and they're saying to themselves, oh, fictitious Tom is not that selfish after all. Okay, fine. He got some recognition and he feels better about not being thought of as selfish. But what happened to his dream of being in that five-star hotel, in that environment? No, he's not there. He's somewhere else, doing something else. His original dream set on the side, and on a day-to-day basis, he may not be really happy in the surroundings that he has put himself into, ignoring the actual surroundings that he wanted to be in. This is not joyful manifestation. This is some other manifestation based on guilt and approval of society and of different people who, by the way, are not really concerned about his comfort. And, oh my God, you've been so nice to us. What have we done for you? Here, let us help you have the kind of life that you want to have. Why don't you go and enjoy yourself and let us take care of ourselves for a change? No, fictitious Tom is now being used by everybody, and he is not living the kind of life that he wanted to live. The kind of life that fictitious Tom wants to live, even if it's a very selfish life, it's all about whatever he wants. Why let people tell him what he should want? Fictitious Tom should trust his own inner guidance system and not let guilt and other such false feelings motivate him or take him into something else. So now here he is sacrificing his life. Maybe the only satisfaction he gets is he's not being called selfish any longer. Oh, that's such a recognition. It's like a crown on his head. Yes, he can take you to the bank. No, he can't take you to the bank. And the fact is, he's not living his dream. He's not living his life. And this understanding of living your own life, enjoying life to the maximum, living it the way you want your skin to live it. Where do you want to put your skin? That's really what it is. It's your skin that's coming in contact with this external world. So your skin, your senses, let's say there is this person and he puts himself on a bed of thorns. What is his skin going to feel? The thorns, the poking of the thorns. He may get immune to it at some point, maybe. We don't know. Well, I don't think so. And the point is, he can get immune. He can accept the situation the way it is. He can stop fighting it, which is good. Of course, you don't want to really fight a situation. But what about manifesting a bed of comfort where he is enjoying himself on this luxurious bed instead of this bed of thorns. Really, people have to see what they're doing and what they really wanted and where they want their skin to be. What is it that they want their senses to register? Is it only suffering and pain? Is it only accepting whatever has been given and whatever people allow someone to do? You know, there are a lot of controlling people in this world, and they get happy when they have effectively controlled somebody to do what they want. That's how they derive their happiness. But that's not how fictitious Tom may derive his happiness, his own personal happiness. Other than, of course, you know, whoever you work for, because when you are in employment, there is a lot of orders that people take and need to take in order to perform their job effectively. Unless it's really, really bothering you, your job, and you need a change, that's a separate topic. Being controlled and having to do what somebody else wants someone to do. Just because it takes more courage and strength to say no in a nice way. And remembering, of course, that XYZ who's controlling derives his or her satisfaction and sense of power and existence. You know, their whole existence has to be of worth. Comes from that action or act of controlling. If fictitious Tom wants to be in this 5-star hotel all the time, 24/7, and if he has the money to do it, that is fictitious Tom's personal choice. And he decides where he wants to be, what he wants to experience, how he wants to live his life. All the thing he does is keep touching this marble and touching that gold plated, whatever. It doesn't matter. His choice. And that's where he wants to be. That's where he gets his joy. And nobody has the right to judge him. We are stepping into money manifestation now. Work and career. We will listen to some music and come back soon. So hold on tight. Gandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Fear into money manifestation now. Work and career. Talking of money. Everybody has an emotional relationship with money. Well, at least most people have it. And even for those who pretend they don't care, even in that there is a kind of an indifference, an apathy, a sense of detachment. But that comes from blocking what money can buy. Money is a tool, an instrument to make your life better and to make the life of those that you love better. Think about it. If somebody has a lot of money, he or she would not have to put up with a lot of stuff that is being thrust onto him. So literally, if you look at what some people have to do to make their money and what they have to put up with, wouldn't you wish that people were better money manifestors? People who work in factories, who work many, many hours. People who work in industries that, well, someone shouldn't be working in. No judgments, however, wouldn't you want them to be better money manifestors so that they don't have to do what they're doing? People who are separated from their families for months at a time because they need to make money. The good news is, at least they're making money. So that's good. That's really good. But when you go beyond that to what is it that they need to do in order to make money? Be separated from their families. Be separated from activities that they would like to enjoy and indulge themselves in. And some of the other things that people need to do in order to make money. Being a money manifester is very, very important. It takes you from the levels of survival, it takes you into the levels of comfort, and then it takes you into the level of luxury. And it's all due to money. It is all due to money. Everything is because of money. And a lot of people's problems could be solved if they become very good money manifestors. And that is what this section of the show is about. The whole show and the information in it, the energy in it, can be used for money manifestation because it's all about manifesting. And you could take something from this section and apply it here. Or you can take something from that section and apply it here. For money manifestation itself is about money. We are creating energy for you on the show. We are creating joyful manifestation energy for you on the show. Listening to the show, being in its energy, and continuing the vibration of the show in your personal life so that you can attract whatever it is that you really want to attract and not what you don't want to attract into your life is such a blessing. Joyful manifestation is a vibration. And in this vibration, good things can happen. All you have to see is, are you in this vibration or not? All you have to know for yourself at any moment, ask yourself, checking in, 1, 2, 3, am I in the energy of joyful manifestation right now? Oh, I'm not? Okay, let me get back into it. Or let me climb up to it. You will see for yourself why and where your manifestations are coming from. So why your manifestations are happening and where are they coming from? And you would know this when you realize that you are not connected to the joyful manifestation energy at some point. The joyful manifestation energy, it's very generous. It will keep giving you, and giving you. All you need to do is be connected to it and be in the vibration of joyful manifestation. And the one question that you can get used to asking yourself when you see manifestations that are, well, not what you really want, is, am I in the energy of joyful vibration right now? Oh, no, I'm not. What do I do to get into it? That's your second question. And then you get into it. In the vibration of joyful manifestation, you can manifest a lot of money and not be concerned about what somebody else is thinking about you taking all of this action for money. We at Joyful Manifestation, we will not judge you. We are here to support your manifestation activities. We want you to make a lot of money. We want you to enjoy yourself. We want you to buy yourself the biggest, best palace that you want to buy. And if you want to fill it with gold and silver, diamonds and platinum and whatever else that you can think of, it's your choice. And there is no judgment. Once you go past this notion that people are judging you, and once you know that there is actually the show that supports your welfare and your well-being and wants you to win and wants you to enjoy everything that you've always wanted and that you can even think of going forward into the future, well, who cares about what others are thinking? You go yourself, you go and you manifest, you create sources of income, you manifest sources of income for yourself. And use that money to get whatever it is that you want for yourself or for the people that you love. We do not want you to suffer. We do not want you to go through pain. We do not want anything that is less than the best for you. We want you to know every moment that you're doing other activities that there is no guilt and there is no shame in wanting more and wanting whatever it is that you want. And in reaching for the stars, reaching for the sun, reaching for the moon, reaching for anything that you wanted to reach. And do not worry about everybody else, because guess what? They're there to take care of themselves. They need to do the work to get themselves into the situation where they need to be to enjoy good. If you are proactive and you do the work to get into the energy of joyful manifestation, where you can enjoy fantastic money manifestation, you deserve it. And it's okay to be there and to be that person who wants good for himself. There's this person, and we can call him fictitious John. He felt so guilty about making money. Just very, very guilty. He thought that here he is thinking of money while there are so many people in the world who are suffering and who don't have money. Well, fictitious John kept controlling himself and did not follow his dreams. He did not take action to make money available to him. Different sources of money were not being created by him. Few months later, fictitious John, who felt guilty for everybody else, found that some other people that he felt sorry for, well, they had moved ahead in life, but he was still where he is. And those people that he felt sorry for were not turning around and saying, hey, John, come, you waited for us. Let us take you with us. No, so busy going forward in life and enjoying everything, they didn't care what happened to John. Fictitious John finally realized that he's been wasting his time doing things that others wanted him to do, feeling guilty for the rest of the world, and not taking care of his own life and his own material success. Fictitious John, he found himself getting depressed in realizing what a fool he's been. So he finally decided he's going to take action and not think of what others think about him. He did well, he made sources of income available, and he found that he could live the life of a king. He's doing really well now, making a lot of money, because he decided to give up the guilt that comes with making a lot of money.
people who survive, people who have climbed the ladder, they don't think about what somebody else is thinking about their single-minded goal to make money. They are very, very busy climbing the ladder and doing good things for themselves. There is a funnel, and in this funnel, you can imagine money is pouring down on you. This funnel has to be opened. It's like an opening, and you have to make way in the air and this energy around you for money to be funneled to you. Universe is ready to give you that money. The air around you has to clear up. It has to become free. Cannot be choked up, blocked with everybody else's emotions, including your own, that could be negative or that could be about so many subject matters. So imagine this person, and there is all this energy around him, and it is flooded and filled with so many topics that have nothing to do with money. Or it could be a topic that has to do with the absence of money. So if this person is in this room or in this house, and all of this energy is around him, and it contains everything else except the flow of fantastic abundance to him, how will this energy of abundance get to this person? It is a very physical thing. Even though it's energy, it's very physical, that you can feel how thick the energy is around somebody, that it doesn't allow abundance to flow through. That's what a person's aura could contain, and that is poverty consciousness. And it could come and be contributed by the energies of so many people around him or her. Think of people who don't have that much money, or think of people, I mean, really don't think about them, but for the purpose of this, think of them. Think of them and imagine that if there are so many people who are making only so much money, or who don't have money, and if they're around you somewhere on the street, somewhere on the road, somewhere in the houses nearby, somewhere in the house itself, and their energies don't have enough money, then all of this energy is around this person, fictitious John. When all of those energies are on fictitious John, his energy, the air around him, it's completely choked up and blocked with all of this other thick energy of people who don't have or who don't have enough. This energy that's surrounded fictitious John is not going to allow real concrete wealth to come in. The goddess of wealth is like, oh my God, how do I go in? There is no place. There is no place for me to make an entrance. So this is what happens. And money manifestation is telling you, joyful manifestation is telling you to make a pathway for this money to come to you. Don't be surrounded with this cloud. You know how you have those toxic fumes? It's like that. It won't allow good to flow in. And keeping an eye on the kind of energy that's around you is very, very important. It doesn't matter if the energy is of a healer's energy or of a teacher's energy or of a monk's energy. As long as it doesn't contain a ton of money, it's not the energy you want. We are talking money manifestation here, so we're not discussing other topics right now. This is about money manifestation, and it focuses purely on money manifestation. Your duty to yourself is to see if you've made adequate pathways for money to reach you, or if the energy around you is like a big cloud, a dark cloud of energy that has blocked all of this money from reaching you. Funnel money to you. Create an entranceway, create a pathway. If possible, push out all of this cloud of dark energy, because as a person creates a pathway, so imagine this, a person with a lot of effort has created this pathway, which I said you should do. so that money can funnel down to you. But if he hasn't cleared all the other toxic clouds of poverty energy around him, these clouds close back up again. They come back together and they close the entrance point, the entrance way made for money to flow to fictitious John. Cleaning out poverty energy around you from all the people who have not decided to make money. That's a very big task. And it is very important that you do that, because just you made this pathway for money to come to you, and boom, when you're not looking, when you're sleeping, especially at night, or if you're taking a nap, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is that you're doing, the clouds of poverty energy can close back up again around you like a thick cloak. And clearing this out is what is needed for money to reach you. Clean it out. It's very important, because you know what? They're not going to be there for you when fictitious John doesn't have money. They may not be there for fictitious John. And it is fictitious John's job to make sure that he is a fantastic money manifest. Anything that he wants in life, it does cost money. It does cost money. Most things cost money. And having this in mind while you set out to be a fantastic money manifester is very important. And now you can affirm to yourself, sit comfortably where you are. It's going to be a short affirmation. Allow this energy to come to you. Allow the energy around you that's negative to fall away. Allow positive, happy money manifestation energy to reach you. You can literally breathe it in, actually, as you feel it shift, as you feel the clouds lift, and you say to yourself, I am a fantastic money manifester now. I allow positive and happy money manifestation energies to reach me now. I am surrounded with successful, happy, rich people right now. We are stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We will be listening to some music and coming back soon.
Joyful manifestation. Love.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. Love and sex. So powerful. So very, very powerful. It can keep a person's mind happy, joyful. This is very powerful, good energy, the energy of love and the energy of sex. Think of some of the other energies that are available in this world, pretty negative energy. Think of different topics that people discuss on the news. That is really bad energy, all of these topics. Whatever it is that they're discussing. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Now compare that energy to the energy of love and sex. Fantastic. It just gives you so much happiness. There is no way you can be unhappy. Of course, you know, when people make it a drama and all that stuff, that's different. But the actual energy itself of love, the love energy, and sex energy. So wonderfully potent, beautiful, beautiful, happy energies. When somebody's going through lack of love, or when they're going through a love problem, it is not the love energy that's bad. It is the absence of love energy that's actually creating that problem. The energy of love itself is fantastic, fantastic. And a person in his or her right mind should be doing everything that he or she can to bring this love energy to himself or herself. So very important. And sex energy. We're not talking of the troubles that come if somebody has too much sex. But the actual energy of sex itself is fantastic. Amazing. It can do so many good things for a person. It's wonderful, wonderful energy. So you've got love energy that's wonderful, and you've got sex energy that's wonderful. And you take this and you compare it with other topics of discussion, other life areas that people on the TV and news talk about. What is the feeling that they give somebody? It's a feeling of restlessness. You feel restless when you hear of something bad. When you listen to all of these things, it creates this feeling of unpleasantness. Going into love energy, are you bringing love into your life? Are you surrounded with love for your soulmate? Has he surrounded you with love? Are you having an abundance of love energy, or are you experiencing the opposite, which is the absence of love energy? It means that fictitious Jane's love karma is not doing that well. And this love karma of fictitious Jane has to be fixed. Otherwise, she could have problems in her love life. Not fixing it is equal to saying, I'm canceling this. It is equal to saying that somebody wants to continue to experience love problems in his or her life. It is equivalent to making that statement. Why would a person want to do that? Wouldn't a person want to fix his love karma and make it work really, really well? It is a fantastic energy, you know. Love energy is fantastic. And to have that in your body, to have that in your aura is amazing. It's something that could make a person very, very happy in life. And if
fictitious Jane is not experiencing it or is not experiencing it in continuity. Well, it is not that the love energy itself is bad, because love energy is an energy. It's not bad, but it is some other energies that are coming in and taking the space of love energy. If there is this box or bucket, and in this bucket, love energy should gather and fill it, it would be so amazing. However, instead of love energy, some other negative energies and different types of energies, lack, vacuum, blah, 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 nothingness, anger, hate, sadness, all of these guys, all of these vibrations enter the bucket. And they are pushing out the love energy and they're sitting there and they're occupying it. That is what a person is experiencing and feeling when his love karma is not doing that well. And what he really needs to do is to fix it, because going on through the relationship, not being attracted to love energy, and just allowing all of these other energies to play around and not be experiencing actual and true love with your true soulmate, it's a waste of time if somebody is not connected to this love energy. When you are in love with your soulmate, you can visualize how he looks to you, how he feels to you. Even if he is not with you in a relationship, you can manifest him into your life. As you think about him, as you dream about him, as you enjoy the thoughts of how he looks, his height, his body, his skin, his lips, his smile, his voice teasing you. These are the things that make you want to think about your soulmate and makes your soulmate want to think about you. Connecting to the vibration of joy, to the vibration of manifesting your soulmate into your life. That is basically what a person should be doing, rather than thinking of not having him. He is with you, and that is what you need to imagine, not that he is with somebody else, or that he is not in a relationship with you yet. Getting a commitment from your soulmate, having him commit to you. It is very easy when you use soulmate manifestation. Soulmate manifestation brings people together. Whoever you love, whatever distance there is, you don't need to imagine that he is always going to be at that distance. Using soulmate manifestation, you can have him with you, sharing your life with you, and all the obstacles, everything that the universe, the negative forces of the universe, puts can be removed. All these obstacles can turn into very, very light obstacles that you can just kick away. When you think of the absence of your soulmate, it won't make you feel good. What you have to do is to bring the love energy of your soulmate to you, not the absence energy of him. The absence is not what you want. The presence is what you want. You want him calling you, communicating with you, enjoying your time or enjoying time with you, having a wonderful relationship, waking up together in the morning, making breakfast together. And as you enjoy his voice, his face, everything that makes your heart beat faster when you think of him. Working with so many women and men, I have found that the absence of the soulmate makes a person feel incomplete. Bringing people together, helping a person have his or her soulmate, is a wonderful
feeling. It's a wonderful experience. There are certain ways to work with soulmate manifestation. Cannot use old relationship rules that tell you if your soulmate is not good, you have to let him go. It's not true. What you need to use are soulmate manifestation laws. If you use soulmate manifestation laws, you will have your soulmate with you. Because soulmate manifestation laws are meant to help you think that you can have your soulmate with you. No matter what you think is happening in the relationship. Fictitious Jane came and she said that the man that she loved left her and went to somebody else. It was Fictitious Jane's love karma that was in problem, that had a problem. It wasn't that the man, her soulmate, actually left her and went. In relationship rules, you would have to let go of your soulmate, the partner, because of what he did. However, as per soulmate manifestation laws, what you have to do is fix the energy in the situation, fix the love karma, and soulmate returns back. There is no such thing as losing your soulmate where soulmate manifestation is concerned. If you connect joyful manifestation and you think about it, you're the center of your universe and all of the life areas are around you in your universe. The power that you have to keep your soulmate with you, to have him in your life, that is what needs to be increased. Your ability, the magnetic power, the attraction forces that bring your soulmate to you and keep him with you are to be increased so that there is no loss. And having a soulmate run away with somebody else or end up distancing himself with you because of arguments and other personality issues. You can have your soulmate with you, magnetize the energy around you, magnetize yourself so that your soulmate can be with you and use soulmate manifestation laws. It is very easy to do this. I work with many, many people, and bringing soulmates together is a field of expertise for me. I show my clients how to do it. I give them action steps and ways of thinking, helping clear obstacles, and bringing people together, bringing their soulmate together so that they don't experience feeling that comes from not having a soulmate with them. It is very easy to bring your soulmate back to you. Don't feel that you cannot have your soulmate with you. When I have people call me and say, well, I've lost every relationship I've had in my life. Is it true that I will have my soulmate and that he will be with me? The answer is yes. You can have your soulmate. He can be with you. And you don't have to let him go or walk away or move on from him. You can enjoy the thought and the feel of your wonderfully beautiful soulmate with you all the time. And as we sign out of this particular show, I want you to imagine your soulmate with you. Think of him. And if you wish to work with soulmate manifestation, you contact me at soulmatemanifestation.com. You can also contact me through joyfulmanifestation.com. We're at the end of our show now, and we're signing off. We will be meeting again in a couple of weeks, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Have a wonderful rest of the day.